And while we're talking about things to do this weekend, fresh off the walls of New York's Frick Collection, a small installation of three monumental works by Pierre-Auguste Renoir just opened at the Museum of Fine Arts here in Boston.
And it's a reunion of sorts. The trio of life-size paintings hasn't been shown together at the MFA since 1986. WBUR's Andrea Shea was at the museum as they were being installed.
There's a good chance you know these iconic Impressionist works with their twirling, smitten couples, bright red bonnets, and shimmery dresses. Dance in the Country and Dance in the City are on loan from the Musée d'Orsay in Paris. Dance at Bougival is part of the MFA's collection. The paintings just traveled up from Manhattan after helping to break attendance records at the Frick. That larger Renoir show drew more than 120,000 visitors during its three-month run. MFA director Malcolm Rogers hopes they'll do the same here in Boston.
This is our equivalent of Dancing with the Stars with Renoir the musician.
Rogers is clearly excited about this mini exhibition. He says the paintings capture the romance and beauty of 19th century France. When asked what strikes him about these much-loved works, Rogers says,
"They just cover a delightful range of emotions."
But then the director goes a bit deeper, revealing something about his own artistic sensibilities.
This may seem a strange idea, but one of the things I think about when I look at a painting, which is essentially a silent object, I ask myself, what sound does it make? And in a sense, you see these paintings and you can hear that French 19th century music, you know, the accordion playing, the fabrics, the swish of fabrics, the slight clicking of feet on the floor. They just bring 19th century Paris and its pleasures home to you.
Feet and hands are moving around the gallery as an installation crew raises, lowers, and straightens the large-scale works with the help of a lift. Art of Europe curator Ronnie Baer looks on, giving direction when necessary.
Excuse me, that's crooked.
After the adjustment, Baer goes on to explain how Renoir painted the dance series as he was preparing for his first one-man show.
So he did all of this work in a kind of heated frenzy in a period of 4 months or something like that in 1883. And so it was really something that he was noodling around with. It was a problem he set himself, and he came up with these three amazing solutions.
Baer says the three paintings together tell a fascinating story about Renoir at that stage in his career.
So he evidently started our picture first. It is a different dimension than the other two. He then seemed to have moved to the Dance in the City, which was originally wider, and he didn't like it. He narrowed the format, finished that painting, and then started the Dance in the Country. So those two, Dance in the City and Dance in the Country, now have the same dimensions and format. They were conceived of as pendants. And then I think he went back and finished the ball at Bougival.
Baer says there's a lot to learn from these paintings. Just looking at the costumes is a study in itself. While the characters look naturalistic, they were actually staged. Renoir dictated what his subjects wore, she says, right down to their gloves. The curator hopes the Dancing with Renoir installation will help visitors see these familiar images in a new way.
And that report on the MFA's new Dancing with Renoir exhibit, reported by WBUR's Andrea Shea. To see images of the three iconic Renoir paintings, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mawsey, and Amory Sievertson. We're receiving extra help this week from producer Aisha Siddiqui.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.